Amen. Before I get into the scripture, I want to share a couple things. I'd like to give a testimony, but I got a phone call. It's two parts, so I'm gonna be real quick. So I got a phone call on my way to church last Sunday, and sister was calling me, and she was really, really upset, right? And she's so upset because her dog had gotten sick and had to go to the hospital. Now, listen to me. So I'm not an animal guy, right? And I didn't understand it must be about 20 years ago before I understood the significance of an animal, right? I had a teacher and her dog died, and she took 3 days off work. And I was the principal at the time, and trying to get a sub was no joke, right? So it didn't make sense to me, so I was kind of bothered by it, right? And I'm like, I don't understand why you take 3 days off because a dog died, right? Until they educated me. Right, they really, really educated me, right? And when they educated me, it gave me a greater understanding that your animals or your dogs, I say animals because some people have different kind of pets, are really a part of your life. So last Sunday, I'm coming to church, and I get a phone call from Sister Knox. And Sister Knox is one of my biggest, greatest supporters, man. She got my back. She calls me all the time. She checks on me. She called me, and she's crying, and she's all upset, and she's been out of shape, and she almost don't know how to ask me to pray for her dog, right? Well, Pastor, I know you don't really do that, you know what I'm saying? I said, what's going on? My sassy is in the hospital, and they had to take her to Grand Rapids, and she had been in since Friday, and she went over, and she's all upset, and it cost her all this money for the dog, and the dog was not responding. So it's an emergency in Grand Rapids. She said, well, I won't be at church Sunday. I won't be at church today because I got to get to Grand Rapids because they told me maybe if my sassy see my face, it would make a difference, right? And so I prayed for her, and so I talked to her this morning. She's here. I said, well, tell me about your sassy. She said, Pastor, sassy's doing great, right? But the thing that really touched me is because she was talking about the financial commitment that she didn't have that she needed for this dog. But the veterinarian took her dog. Now, watch how God worked. And because they didn't have the oxygen, whatever, I may mess it up. The veterinarian took her dog home for 3 days because he had the stuff at his house to make sure the dog was all right. So don't tell me what God won't do. Right? So we have to understand, you know, God is able to do exceedingly. That's why I like that song, above we can ever ask or think. Now, here's the second part of the testimony that's powerful that I really thought, I didn't realize I was in Phoenix. I told my wife, I said, I was gone, literally gone. I knew I was dead. There wasn't no ifs, man, buts about it. So I go to the rescue mission. And I'm speaking, and when I get up to speak, it was last Sunday, I preached, I went there, I sat down, it's an audience, a full audience, and I'm speaking, and my speech starts to slur. I break out in a cold sweat, and I'm speaking, and the guy says, I heard him say, you can't drive home, Pastor. And then I said, yes, I can, I'm good. He said, who? I said, no. He said, what's your wife's number? And I remember pushing in the phone, that's all I remember. Right, and all of a sudden, I don't know nothing. Right, when I come to, it's paramedics everywhere. Ardina's in the place, AJ's in the place, and they said my sugar had dropped to 40. Now I'm not even a diabetic. I'm not a diabetic, so the paramedics said your sugar's at a 4. So they try to pump me full of sugar and all this kind of stuff, and I'm just as delirious. And then I finally come to. Right, and but I wouldn't get in the ambulance and go to the, you know, men are they stupid and stubborn, right? So I refused to get in the ambulance, right? And so the ambulance driver told my wife, says he has to go to the hospital, make sure he go, right? And she said, oh, he's going, and I said, no, I'm not, right? I'm not going. I said, you can take me home, man. I'm feeling all right, but they take me to the hospital anyway, and I go to the hospital, And they ran all kind of tests. They read everything. They couldn't find nothing. They did brain scans. They checked for strokes. They checked for everything. I was there for 6 hours. And so I was shaking like a leaf on a tree, right? And they got me in there, and then they couldn't find nothing, right? So when I got ready to go to Phoenix, I got to fly to Phoenix Tuesday. So I'm like, my daughter said, "You're not going, Dad. You can't go. I'm supposed to go to the Notre Dame game. I got tickets." They said, "You can't go anywhere. You just need to rest." And I'm like, "I'm going." Right? Being stubborn. But God delivered me and really healed me. And then I was able to go to the Notre Dame game and go to Phoenix and come back. But I was telling my wife, you know, I said, it didn't even faze me at the time until I was in Phoenix, right? And I have a real close friend, Rochelle Foster and Jeanette Foster. They were really close, and he was in Detroit. He was getting ready to speak, and she went to the bed and couldn't wake him up. He died unexpectedly. And I was sitting, I'm in Phoenix, and I told Ardina, wow, I could have been going. I didn't even know. I said, I could have been just gone just like that. I didn't even know I was in the world. The guy told Ardina he blacked out, totally blacked out twice. I was unconscious, couldn't communicate, knew nothing. I said, it could have been gone just like that. And me and my friend was talking. I said, man, I know I'm 64. I said, I'm in the fourth quarter. My friend, I read close. He said, yeah. He said, and God give us timeouts. He said, you just had a timeout. He said, now you back in the game. He said, you got to take care of you. Right? So it's important. But I shared that because I want you guys to know the power of God in my life, because it was nobody but him. It was all him. I had nothing to do with it. It was only God who decided, I'm going to let this thing roll on a little longer. Right? So, amen. So, y'all, thank y'all for all the prayers and everything else. And, you know, of course, you know, nobody can reach out to me and touch me, because I had my phone on Do Not Disturb when I went to Phoenix. And I don't know how Camilla got through, but she finds a way to get through, you know, to check on me, make sure I'm all right, and call Ardina and make sure he's doing. That's how she got Ardina. Make sure everything was right and he all right. And, you know, and she tried to get me to stay even longer. I said, you need to stay. Just get away, because I don't go nowhere. And I really need a vacation, right, a long vacation. So because I know I'm going. So my secretary, Brittany's not here. And so I got a new administrator, office administrator. I says, and everybody tell me this. They said, you're doing a lot. I said, I'm not doing nothing. So my Brittany's real quiet. She said, yes, you are, Pastor. You just don't know it because it's your normal. Right? But I said, I got to get back. I changed my flight. I had to get back because Derek's brother's funeral, memorial service was Friday. So I changed my flight, moved all my days around to try to get back here. I'm always going. And I know I can't move like that. Dr. Abbey, I did tell me that all the time. I really got to slow myself down and do something different, right? But y'all just pray for me, because I love y'all so much. Literally, I love y'all so much, right? And I don't ever turn people down, so I can be on the phone to forever. And then Adina said, if you're not working with somebody, you're on the phone. She said, you're not going anywhere, but you're gone. Right? She said, you can't do this. I said, I'm not like you. Camilla, you doing too much. Trina, you're doing too much. Everybody said I'm doing too much except me. I think I'm normal, right? But it's not normal, right? So I want to thank you all so much for all your prayers, because I think I made it through because you guys prayed for me. So, right. So now my time is short, so I got to get you all out of here. But now this is good. So I got a powerful, powerful message for you all today. And I want all the young people, if you have your phones, put them up, unless you're going to take some notes with them, right? Because I really want you guys to hear this. And I think it's important for us to get it, especially young people, right? Because if they get this, it'll change their life. I really do. I think it'll change their life. I think all of us need to understand the power of it, right? And how, and I don't think we know. So I think we live beneath our privilege when we don't realize who we are and whose we are, right? So I'm going to be talking to you guys about the power of man, right? But he was created to be great. I want you to know something. You were created to be great. You're not a mistake, right? I want you to know, man, God when he created you, when he thought about you in his mind, what he wanted for you, it was for success. He wanted you to be such an impact that he created you in his image. He wanted you to make a difference, not only in your own life, but in the life of everybody that come in contact with you. You have an imprint. You are so powerful and so magnetic. Every person that comes in contact with you is impacted by you in one way or another. Sometimes you may think you just walked past somebody and it didn't make a difference. You said hi. Sometimes you can say hi to someone and it was the word that changed their life forever, right? Because you're so magnetic. You're so much energy. You're so powerful that you don't even realize who you are. And a lot of times when you don't believe, you end up backwards. Now, I called last week. I called DeAndra Pentecost after service, and I was just telling her about something that God had really put on my heart, right? And I'm going to share it today with you all, right? Because I don't think a lot of us really look at it that way, because in the church, we spend a lot of time. Now, don't get me wrong, so I can chew me out later. People online, chew me out. We spend a lot of time talking about God Almighty and the Lord could do extremely over and above, and he's all this here, not realizing the power of God in you, right? So you often looking out there and all that, not realize the power. Now, listen, in the event that I go home and when I walk in the house is dark, right? I'm going to flip the switch, Brad. When I flip the switch, the power is going to manifest itself. Now, remember, the power is already there. The power is already there, but it doesn't manifest itself, man, until I do something. You know, if I turn on my electric stove, I get to see the power, right? When I turn on the television, I get to see the power. So I get to flip the switch, and man, you don't realize who you are and whose you are and how much power you are. And your switch is your belief system. And if you don't ever hit the switch, you'll walk around less than what you should be. Right? Because somebody told you with nothing, right? But I'm here to tell you who you are, and you was created to be great, right? Now, some of you already know it, right? Thank you. Some of you already know it. Some of you already know how great you are, but some of you don't know how great you are. And God used human beings in the earth to show the power that he has, right? So when we look at Genesis, and it makes a whole lot of sense. And I'm going to talk a little bit about John. I may get into John, but I want you to listen to this very carefully because I talked about it before, but I'm going to try to talk in a different way. Now, before I get into this, every single thing that happens in this world happens through the mind of a man. I want you to understand that. God is great. But I think God resides in man. Now, here's the thing. If you don't pay your rent, right, God ain't going to put you out. Your landlord going to put you out, right? Listen, whatever you do, right, if you go to the gas station, you're going to give a man your money. If you get sick, you can pray, but God is going to work through the doctors. God is going to work through men. Everything that happens in this world happens through men, right? If you need to borrow some money, you go to the bank, you need a human being, they're okay to loan. You can go in there holding out, you can speak in tongues all you want. It's got to be a man that's got to sign that loan off, or a woman, right, to get you a loan. Everything that happens in your life happens through people, right? Now, a lot of decisions that happen in other people's life happen through you. Raise your hand if you have children, right? Now, your children, a lot of times, they don't really pray to God, right, like they should to, but like they should, Sister Shaq, what they do is they call you. Now, but they call you, right? I remember Dr. Abby, I was telling me once, he said, you do so much, He said, you become their God. And I said, the problem is everything that happens through people or happened in this world happened through people. The thing is, God worked through people. Right? Now, so what I try to get people to understand at Kingdom Embassy is, what kind of heart do you have? Because you're going to go, you're going to leave here in about an hour and 30 minutes, right? And you're going to spend the rest of your time somewhere else. If your heart is darkened, then the way you think and the way you act is going to be dark. You're going to act, some people act like God is really not a part of their life. So they leave here, they cuss everybody out that they can get in touch with. They con people out of their money. They sit in church and they know that when they go wherever, they're going to manipulate someone out of something. Right? There's some people will not cheat you, I don't care what happens, because their heart is right. Because they understand who they are in God. Everybody say, you got to know who you are in God. If God doesn't reside in the heart of man, right? Now watch this. He is there. The question is, will you turn the switch on? Right? Once you flip the switch, everybody know who he is because you move like him. But we're going to talk about that, right? So then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be what? Now the mission, I want them to be like us, right? Remember, God was a creator, Chris. He created things. He spoke things into existence when he wanted things to happen. Everything that happens in your life is coming through the mind of a man. So God works through the mind of people whose heart is right. And watch what happens. Now, because you got to watch that spirit. Everybody said the adversary. Remember, the adversary works against God. So he says this. When he said, they're going to be like us. They will reign. Everybody say reign. That means they're going to be in charge, Teresa. They're going to reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, the small animals that scurry along the ground. Right? Then he says this. So God did what? He created them. He told them that I'm going to create you in my image, and you're going to have the dominion, the power to be able to really control the world. Now, Elon Musk understands it. We laughing, but he understands it. He understands the power of money and how it works. And he believes that he can create, can change the world. Right? Now, we laugh about it, and we talk about it, but they being about it. So you got people, man, who understand the power of their creativity in their mind, and they starting to do stuff that may not be beneficial for everybody. So you have some people that's in position because they have a God conscience. They make decisions based on the conscience of everybody. And you got some people, when your heart is darkened, you don't care about your family and nobody else. It's all about me, myself, and I. And I'll step on you to get where I got to go. I'll destroy my own. Who can tell me real quick? What was the guy who ran the market, who had all this investment stock, and he was tricked his family and everybody, and he had all these people thinking they was millionaires, and he had a scam? Bernie Madoff. Bernie was so brilliant and was such a genius that he swindled half of the billionaires out of every dime. They woke up broke. A person with a dark heart made you believe that you was doing the right thing. Give me your money. I'm going to invest it over here. And he was so genius, because he understand the God power. He was so genius, they was able to create a whole warehouse with systems and everything on where papers go. They were sending them information. They were thinking they was rich, and they was broke the whole time. That's the power of your, everybody say the power of God in your life. And when you allow the adversary to take your heart, good becomes evil. Right? So when God created us, he says, so God created human beings in his own image, in the image of God. He created them. He created the male and the female. He created them. He created us. And he created us to be a blessing, and he created us to represent or reflect him, but to have dominion. He knew this earth was going to have to be ran a certain way, and he needed people like you in the earth. But he wanted your heart. So you have people all over the country trying to tell you, get your life right. Transform the way you think. Why people? You can be all you can be. Understand who you are in God. Because they want you to understand who you are so you can make a difference in the community that you're in. But if you don't know who you are, I saw a video or something. One girl, she was a hustler, right? She was a hustler. She was fine as wine. I think she went to Atlanta and got a booty pump, right? And she was shaking her rump and on the thing, and she had the package. Now, don't you tell nobody. This is only for the women. Don't you tell nobody. Keep it a secret. If your mama told you, girl, God gave it to you, use it. Right. And the girl said, hey, my mama told me to work it. So I'm working it. Right. So you took, somebody downloaded something in your system. And it got into your computer system, into your program, and you start running the computer. And you start running the system, and you don't care who it is. You can look somebody in the eye, and they think you're being honest, and you know you're lying. And you get good at it. So good it become part of you. And you forget who you are. And some people are so good, they acclaim God while they're doing what they're doing. In the name of Jesus. Right? But when you leave here today, you won't be like that. I want our young people to understand this, because when you go to school, when you interact with your peers, right? Now, know who you are. Watch Genesis 28. He says, then God blessed them. Now, this is good. Don't miss this. And then God blessed them, and this is what he said. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, we always think about having children, having sex, keep going. I'm going to give you a little bit more insight on that. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. So whatever you do, I want you to multiply it. If you sell perfume, multiply it. Whatever you do, be good at it. Fill the earth with it. Everybody say with righteousness. Right? And so you can see me everywhere and in everything. You should be able to see God in every facet of your life. Everything you're doing, everything you produce, everybody should know it's come from God. Because God is a spirit. Sometimes you can just walk in a place and know the environment. How many people you walked in their house and you already knew you was in the heaven? You're like, man, this is heaven on earth. The way that people treat you, how kind they are, and how nice. In some place you go, you're like, I got to get out. Baby, we got to go now. He says, rain over the fish in the sea, birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along. He said, now I intend for you to be in charge. All of you guys to be in charge. But not over people, though. Over resources. Right? And I want you to know, the reason I want you to be in charge, because I want you to reflect me. And when you have a person that has a God conscience, they never, ever try to take advantage of you. They'll do everything in their power to try to, they'll lose before they take from you. Because the most important thing is that you see the God in them. Why is that? Because when a person really have a God conscience, you don't even think about you. You want people to always know that God is alive. So I used to preach all the time, you like Jesus with skin on it. So when you leave here and somebody been down, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your uncle, they telling you, do this here, run this game, hustle here. I don't care. Anytime you do something contrary to God, it only lasts for a while. And then you got to pay back everything plus some. It's going to cost you everything that you thought you took from somebody. God is never going to let you take stuff from people and not take it back from you. Just like he give it to you, pressed down, shaking together, run, he'll take it from you the same way. Some of us, our family is cursed because of our behavior. You know, if I can mess my whole family up because of me. Because we're so connected. But my family can be blessed because of me. So now watch Paul. He said, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. He said, you need to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. I'm trying to work on your heart. So when you leave here, your heart will be different. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care what happens in Washington, D.C. I promise you, I don't even watch the news, right? So I don't really care about what happened in Washington, D.C. I spend so much time in meditation and focusing on God because I think God is a spirit. And he moves among people. The energy moves. And I'm going to show you in a minute, right? He says, though he was God, everybody said, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. He said, I know who I am. Now remember, he's Mary's baby boy. But he know that God resides in him. So he's not afraid of no Pharisees, no Roman Empire, no Sadducee. They didn't put no fear in him because of who he knew he was, right? And he moved like he knew God was in him. You know, he moved. He doesn't care what everybody else thinks. People are going to make decisions. They're going to say things, you're Beelzebub, you're a devil. I don't care what you think. I know who I am. Now watch this. We jump over to John, and Jesus is having this conversation as we get ready to wrap this thing up. Jesus says, at my Father's direction, I have done many good works. For which one are you going to stone me for? Right? He said, they replied, we are stoning you not for any good works, not because of what you did, right? But for what? Because you said that God, you was God. We don't care what you're doing. We're going to kill you. We got people like that to this day. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care what you do for people. But because you don't bleed this way or whatever, we're going to burn you at the stake. Right? Remember, this is the religious community coming against Jesus. Here's what he said. Jesus replied, it is written in your own scripture. Everybody say your own scripture. What's written in it? That God said that certain leaders of people, I say you, they are what? He said, Jesus, in your scripture, God said in your scripture, that some men were gods. Right? What do you mean? That means they had some power beyond measure. Right? So then he says this, and you know that the scripture cannot be altered. So if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blasphemy when I say what? I am the Son of God. Now, don't hold. Everybody say the Son of God. Don't miss what Jesus is saying. You got to have the same. Everybody say the same mind. In order for us to be impactful in the kingdom, man, we got to have the same mind that Christ had. Right? He says, after all, the Father set me what? Apart and sent me into the world. God set you apart and sent you here. Before you was in your mother's womb, God had already ordained you in your mother's womb. He already had the assignment, and Satan knew that he had to try to derail you and get you to think different. Right? And so he dropped you off in different places, and people was downloading stuff in your system, and now your computer has a virus. And the virus make you think you less than what you are. And some people tell you, listen, you're not God's son. You're not God's daughter. Don't you believe that? You're just a human being. I'm saying you're a spirit operating in an earthly body. I'm saying God is operating through you to make a difference in the world as you. And he's a spirit. And a spirit has to have a body to work through. I got to prove this, but don't. You're going to leave him mad, right? So he goes on to say, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called, watch this here, he went to 1 John. He says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called what? Sons of God. How do we to be the sons of God? It's only got to be spiritual. Everybody says spiritual. That's why he told John, you got to be born again. You got to transform the way you think. You got to realize that you're a spirit. Right? Then he says this. Therefore, the world know us not because it did not know him. Even people in the church, they don't know because they don't really know God. They ain't really been introduced to him for real. You got to remember Nicodemus and all those guys, they were religious scholars, and they didn't believe a hill of beans. You had a whole group of religious people in the synagogues. Jesus was teaching them, and none of them realized that the Holy Spirit was working in them. They said, we'll kill you for we believe you. So Jesus went to Calvary, right? The reason why he died on Calvary is that he said, I'm willing to die that the people believe who they are. He said, I'm willing to die, but if the people just can realize who they are in this world and how they can make a difference. Take my life. He said, you really can't do it. I'm a lay it down for you, right? And they couldn't even kill him until he got ready, right? Because he wanted you to know who you are. Because you're walking around not knowing who you are. And because you don't know who you are, you're lying to people. You're cheating people. You're justifying selling your food stamps. When God said, I make sure no man ever go hungry. You justify lying on your taxes. But see, you don't understand. Some of you guys got evicted from your homes. Not because God didn't give you enough money. It's because he had so much money, he gave it to you during the pandemic, paid your rent for 6 months, and then the money stopped. You had the money and refused to pay and wouldn't pay your landlord. Then they evicted you. Now, some of you guys out there on the internet, when they evicted you, the devil knew what he's doing. Because God gave you the resources, and you refused to pay it. Now there's a housing shortage, and you don't have nowhere to go, and the mission don't even have enough places for you. All because you lied. Because your heart was darkened. Because you say, I'm going to get some of this money. When all of it belonged to him from the beginning. And when you create in God's image, and right, I don't need no stolen money. I don't need you to pay my. God already gave me my rent money. Right? And for those who were struggling, he gave it to you for 6 months. Some of you guys didn't lie. So they paid your rent for 6 months, and you kept your money, spent it, and when the 6 months up, you didn't have nothing to pay it. And then you say, I wish God would bless us. God said, I created you in my image, in my likeness. And I told you I opened up the windows of heaven and pulled you out blessings. You don't have room enough to read. And you going around here lying in my name. I know some people, there's some people came to me lying, asked me to write a letter. They'd come to the church and write a letter. Tell the people I'm homeless when you know you're not. What happened? Because the switch The power's there, but the light is off. You won't flip the switch. You don't really believe he is who he say he is. So you keep on struggling because you don't know who you are. But those who do, you know, they say, oh, you just blessed. No, I just decided to walk in righteousness. I just decided to walk in righteousness, right? Now, so listen here. So now let me get going so I can get where he says. Beloved, now we are what? Just like Jesus. Everybody say, just like Jesus. We are the sons of God. There's a lot, AJ and Nessa got a lot of benefits because Pastor Duren is their daddy. There's a lot of benefits. Now, everybody don't get the same benefits that AJ and Nessa get. Some people get mad because they want me to do for them like I do for AJ and Nessa, but AJ and Nessa mine. Some people say, you shouldn't do this here. No, they say, you enable them. I said, well, God enabled some of us because we know we weren't doing right. He blessed us anyway because we were living right. So if I'm a son of God and I operate right, I got access. My daddy got it all. That's why I don't really cry about offering. Only reason I mention it, because Camelon said, you need to say it every now and then. That's because if y'all give us $2, we're going to make it. Because God can't give us something and then not supply the resource to make it work. Now then we living right. He going to bless. So when you say no, somebody else say, okay, let me give you triple. Now, he said, beloved, now we are the sons of God. And do, watch this here. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, right? Now, wasn't it? Hold on. That's because we are spirit. So we got to realize that we are spiritual beings, right? And sometimes people don't recognize you. Most people don't know you except by your spirit. Ooh, right? Everybody said, man, I know her, man. She's a lying, some of you, because they know your spirit. Because you really can't hide your spirit. Everybody said you can't hide it. All right? So now, as I wrap it up, I got two more. All right, wrap it up. He that loveth not God, for God is what? I mean, he that knoweth not God, for God is what? Everybody said God is what? So if we are creating his image, Chris, and God is love, what am I? Every time Chris comes, I pick on him all the time, right? Because I like to see him when he comes, right? My car got an accident, and I got hit in the back. And Chris fixed my car, right? So my car is a 2021. And he says, listen, you ain't got to have a rental car. Take my truck. Remember I told you I wanted to be blessed with an excellent. So he gave me the truck. I was riding in it, and the thing was sizing so good, I thought I was in a Cadillac, right? It had all the bells and whistles, right? I tried to give him his car back, and he wouldn't take it. He fixed my car sitting in his driveway. And he said, your car is ready whenever you want it. You don't have to bring me the truck. Keep driving it, but the car is over here. Just get the car out of my driveway. Keep the truck as long as you want it. Now watch God. That's how God works. Because God is love. It's because of the love. Listen, it's because of the love that I show him and he see the God. But if I was a hustler and it was time, because when I told him I had to pay so much, an insurance company paid me and they sent me a check. I just said, hey, Chris, man, if you did this here, it's on you. I just said, hey, Chris, man, insurance, you know, they paid me this much, man, but bro, we're going to split this check. I'm going to give you, you know, a piece of it. No, whatever the insurance gave me, I gave it all to Chris. It wasn't part mine and part Chris. So I wasn't going to hustle. I was saying, hey, Chris, do this for part of the money. I'm going to get the insurance claim. And I know you're a small business, bro. And we're going to tell them we charge this much. Because you know what? Because God is love. So I said, man, you just tell me what it costs. It's because anything over and above, I'm going to pay it. So the insurance, it was messed up more than I thought. He said, listen, man, it was over like $3,000. I said, okay. Tracy couldn't even say it fast enough. I had already sent him the money. Right? And I sent him the money so fast, Chris would want me to keep the truck forever. Now, the reason I said that, because if God is love, everything you do, God will open up the windows of heaven and let you, listen to me. You got to know who you are. Tell me when Jesus ever wanted for anything. You don't have a scripture nowhere where he wanted. Everywhere he went, people was blessed because of him. Every vineyard he went in, people was blessed because of him. Even the people they thought was nothing became important to him. And they was excited because he came. And sometimes they heard he was coming, and people got excited. And some people, man, he blessed. He was so powerful, he blessed. And they said, listen, man, you got to leave. You too much of a blessing. You mess. Because it was one people had a whole pig farm, and the pigs, he sent them over into a ditch. And they said, listen, he got to get out of here, man, because you taking away our whole income. He said, I'm trying to bless y'all beyond measure. They said, hold this, you need to go. Because he's just blessing beyond measure. That's how people should feel about you. When you go to school, kids, people should know you saved. They should know that you're a God walking through you and you somebody special. Right? Now, here's the last scripture. For God is a what? God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him what? Stop. We always say in spirit, but we don't talk about truth. So we want to worship God, but we want to worship in a lie, JB. I worship God. I worship in spirit and in what? Truth. Don't you come in here speaking in tongues. Don't you come in here shouting and dancing. Don't you do it and then lying at the same time. Don't you do it in the name of Jesus. Don't do it. Listen, you sending mixed messages to people. And God will not allow you to send mixed messages. He want to open up everything. He want the world to be blessed. And they're going to be blessed by you. When my goddaughter had come and she called me up on the phone, she said, I got to tell you something, right? That they blessed me with a promotion on my job. I just smile because I know her life. I know her commitment to righteousness. And when you committed to righteousness, God just keeps on blessing you. But he didn't bless her for that. He said, I need you in a certain position. So when I send somebody to you, they got somebody that's operating with my heart. So God said, listen, I'm going to give you the resource to open up the restaurant because I need somebody to come. When they come, they got to have my heart. And I know they're going to do them right. You know, so when you run the business, whether it's real estate or child care, whatever, so when they tell Kosei, listen, the reason I bless you, the reason I opened up and I gave you the opportunity and the resource to have another bigger building, because when they send their kids to you, I know some of the ladies ain't going to be right, but they need to know you right. So don't let them try to slip in, because you got to represent him. Because if you don't represent him, you'll move for a while, then everything will be snatched from up under you. Everybody say, I'm God's child. And if I'm God's child, I got my daddy's spirit. Now, I may look like I'm human, Derek. I was telling Derek yesterday, Derek came to my office. He called me all week. I was in Phoenix. I don't know how Derek get through in Phoenix, but he got through too. Some people just get to me, right? His brother memorial service, there was a great mess, right? I mean, just a mess from the flow up. At the pastor, I don't know what to do. You know, he pulling his beard out and all this kind of stuff. I ain't never did this, bro. I said, Derek, it's going to be all right. When the wall hit, watch what happened. Man, pastor, but the people come here, they supposed to be here at the food, 10 o'clock, start 11, I don't know what they're going to do. Go in pastors. I said, Derek, calm down. The reason why I knew it was going to be blessed, listen to me, because I know Derek's heart. I knew his heart rate. Then all of a sudden, when everything went off, Derek said, Pastor, man, they did that thing, man. They did that thing. It was the bomb, man. It was the bomb. I, The team, man, it was laid out, man. Man, thank you so much, man. I said, yo, when your heart is right, God just keeps on blessing you because you are him. Hear me out. You are him. He worked through your heart and through your mind. You got to know you're Jesus with skin on it. That's who you are. When Jesse Jackson said, I am somebody, I am somebody. I'm my father's child. And no devil in hell can stop me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because my dad is in charge, even the devil. Even the adversary, my daddy created him. Ooh, that was good, wasn't it? So even if you come up against me, my daddy is your daddy. And I remember a couple times I had to get AJ for messing with Anessa. So when you write and you mess up, God will get his own children. So that's why he wants you to love them, because that's your brothers and sisters. How many people have brothers and sisters you get to fighting with? But you still love them, right? Yeah. We all brothers and sisters. And some of us have better, some of us, our parents say, you know what, you spoil them. Why they get more? I mean, you want to know why that? You know why they get more? Because they do exactly what I tell them to do. So when they do, when they're acting right, AJ used to always say, oh, man, Nessa get everything she wants. I said, because Nessa went to school and finished school and did what I told her. She did everything, and I kept on giving it. I kind of gave her too much. Right? I just kept on. I had to keep on blessing her because she was doing what? Right. Yeah, I'm done. Stand up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his, and all these things we added unto you. Flip the switch. Turn on the light. Know who you are. Understand you God's child. Right? So when you leave here today, know that you got a different energy inside of you, a different spirit working inside of you. Right? Walk in who you are. Everybody say, I'm walking in who I am. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. Thank you for residing in us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to let you be the Lord of our life. So when we make decisions, when we do the right thing, right, is you working through us. We can't do this apart from you. And today is the day that we're recommitting and we're committing our life back to you. We ask you to use us. Let us be the reflection of you in every person and everywhere we go. When they see us, let them see you. Let them see the love that you have bestowed upon us as we bestowed upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent, one from another. Hey, go in peace, man. God love you. We love you so much. The altar is open for those who like prayer. God bless you.